Welcome back to Basketball is Religion. I'm your host, Big Matt, joined today by the Gons. Gons, how have you been?
Good, man. It's Saturday today. I know we usually record on a Friday, but it's kind of nice knowing that I don't gotta go off to an adventure of work inspection and stuff. Like I got the day to chill. I'm calm. I'm in my demeanor. I got my Starbucks. Got one for my wife because she's very cranky, and I can say that because I know for a fact she doesn't listen to this. I got my Starbucks, my sugar-free vanilla latte, and ready to go, man. Fired up. 7:30 in the morning. What about yourself?
Doing well. It's a crazy weekend for me because Sunday is the Super Bowl. The annual Chiefs, whoever they're playing in the Super Bowl, is this Sunday. We'll talk about that towards the end of the pod because we're going to get some betting stuff going. But yeah, interesting weekend for me. It was supposed to be Luka Doncic debuting today on Saturday. But that's going to be pushed back to Monday, which we'll get into in a little bit. But yeah, Starbucks.
Oh, man. Yeah, well,
did I just break that to you, Gons?
I did not know. Honestly, on my agenda today was to watch the Laker game. I even told my wife ahead of time, like, I need to watch this game. But okay. I mean, I'm still going to watch. They're hot. They're playing so well without him. Maybe why bring him back, I guess, you know, if you could rest him more. I mean, they're playing out of their world right now, and I think they'll beat Indiana easily the way they're playing. So,
well, I hate to break this to you, Gons, but LeBron is probably not playing as well. So are they going to be able to beat Indiana without LeBron or Luka? No. And probably not Mark Williams.
No, but I mean, we talked about this game stretch of games, and they've beaten.
Yeah, they won three. They've gone 3-0. Yeah, in that stretch, right? So it's good for them.
Take the L, enjoy your Super Bowl weekend, because I don't think they're going to win without – they're not going to win without Luka and LeBron. They don't have enough offense.
I mean, Indiana just got off beating the Clippers the other day. It was a really surprising game. I saw the end of that one. The Clippers had it in hand, and then they just completely fumbled that game. So the Clippers might be – Losing the rope a little bit, but Indiana is playing a little bit better. They didn't make any moves at the trade deadline. So, all right, let's get to it. It's been, since we recorded that emergency pod, what, 5 days since the Luka Doncic trade? Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You've had some time to think about it, listen to some radio, read some articles about the trade. What are your thoughts now, 5 days later?
It makes sense to me. It does. If you're Dallas and you're not happy with him now, why would you pay him a supermax deal? I understand it sucks for him and the taxes in California, but I get it. Like, I totally get why they did it. It's hard to find a generational superstar in today's NBA, but they did what they had to do with what they have. They have Kyrie. They have now they have AD. So I get the move. At first, I was like the Lakers won. I still think the Lakers won, to be honest with you. What I'm sad about is losing Max Christie. I think that's hit home a little bit, right? We've seen that we're missing that defense. And kid could be up and comer. He's never going to be really an all-star, but he's going to be he's going to be a good NBA player. So those are hard to come by as well. But I don't think it was someone won convincingly. I think that was good for both teams.
It was a win. It's tough to say win now trade for Dallas, right? Because they made the NBA Finals last year. Yes, they lost to Boston. Boston was playing unbelievably well on offense the entire season. But to lose a generational superstar that just got to the finals, it's hard to say it's a win now move. Yes, Anthony Davis is probably the best defender in the league, but with Dallas now, they're good, solid. They're solid right now, right? However, Anthony Davis has never been a number one. Kyrie Irving, last time he was a number one, he was on Cleveland, and they weren't a good team. Klay Thompson has never been a number one, so it's a team that's good on paper, but are all number two stars. We're all the betas on their team. Like, Anthony Davis was the best player on a bad Pelicans team as well. So, do you think this team full of number twos, some betas, can be better, and maybe four, like maybe one of them takes over to be an alpha. What are your thoughts on that? Like, to get a bunch of number twos, or can they contend in the West?
They're number twos, but they're champions.
They are.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, LeBron's ex is getting together, baby. That's what's
I
going
know, right?
on. So
Where's Dwayne Wade?
let's just see what they can do together. I think I'm not taking them out of it. I think what you guys are forgetting about, I still watch the Mavs. I love Klay Thompson, and he can still go off. He's not the same Klay, but man, he has those games every now and then where he'll three, four, five, 3-pointers. If he could get that together and be more consistent, they got the pieces. They got the big that can play defense. They also have their other bigs that they have. And then they also, the AD could play the four. Then you have a saw. If you just get him to be consistent, you have a one of the arguably one of the best shooters ever in the NBA. And then you got one of the you arguably the best ball handler in the NBA. How am I going to say they don't have a chance to win? Like, I can't say that. So I think they got a legitimate shot as well as much as the Lakers do, maybe more.
We'll go over the West teams in a little bit because I kind of want to get into that. It's like 12 deep, even with the Blazers absolutely killing it right now. The West is 12 deep, and there has to be at least four teams, solid teams, I guess. If we'll get over it, and we'll go into it in a little bit, that won't get into the playoffs. So we'll go over that in a second. As far as the Luka Doncic trade. Before I get into my conspiracy theory, because I have it's the one I fully believe in, like why this trade happened. Basketball wise, though, do you think the Mavericks could have gotten a better haul for him in general, right? Because I'm hearing like other teams, like they wanted to keep this quiet, or Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, wanted to keep this quiet because he didn't want Luka or any other parties outside of him and his thought process convincing him to take another trade. So, if you're the Mavericks, was there a better trade out there than Anthony Davis in a first round pick and Max Christie?
So this is interesting enough, and this guy, I guess, is going to be a new listener. I was getting my nostrils waxed and my eyebrows, and my waxer yesterday is a huge NBA fan, like a diehard Laker fan. In fact, so much that her husband had to go to the hospital because his blood pressure rose so much from the trade. She told me the conspiracy she heard, and I don't know if it's true. This was literally last evening, right? Was that Pelinka and the GM of the Mavs worked really, really closely and strongly together and have a friendship. And this turned into like they check in and they hang out. So that was why they kind of went to the Lakers first because they take care of each other. They're friends. I don't know if that's true. That's what she said. Haven't checked my sources on that. But that's one thing that I've heard thrown out there.
Okay, so the background there, Gons. Nico Harrison was an employee at Nike at the same time that Kobe Bryant was there. So Nico Harrison and Kobe Bryant had a prior relationship, which means that Rob Pelinka, who was Kobe's agent at the time, developed that relationship with Nico Harrison, who was the Nike rep, when Pelinka took over as GM of the Lakers and Nico Harrison took over as GM of the Mavs. That's where kind of that background is, as far as them being somewhat boys, is because of Kobe Bryant and the Nike connection. So I can see them where they're taking care of each other because they know each other of a prior relationship. But as far as like, was there another team or package that you could have seen, like
100%.
Jason Tatum? Yeah.
100%. Of course. It's Luka Doncic. 100%. You're not telling me the Lakers are the only interested party in Luka Doncic? Of
Oh yeah,
course
no,
not.
but I'm just saying, like, Anthony Davis is your defensive stalwart. That's the guy that's probably the best. He won't be great in 2, 3 years, probably, given his injury track record. So if you're getting him at the absolute best, or not even the best, maybe a little bit past his prime, like anyone, like defensively, there was really nobody. Like J there were Jaren Jackson Jr. maybe, but Memphis wasn't going to do that right
Okay,
now.
I mean you could have done something with Philadelphia, right? I mean
You want
arguably
Embiid
I'm
over
saying
AD?
it could have been a package deal because they have other players as well too, right? I mean it could have worked out because Embiid's facing a lot of criticism there. Other bigs, I mean I think you could have maybe made something happen with Minnesota, you know, you could with Gobert, possibly Rand, I don't know. Could have made something happen with New York if they wanted to get rid of Towns and maybe throw in a maybe a Suggs or somebody else for him. Let's see, let's go through it. I mean, any team really, except Denver, except Jokic. I would anyone's. I'd be open to discussions. You're telling me you wouldn't have a cup of coffee or hear them out for a drink if they talked about Luka Doncic? I think the only person I say no to, maybe would be Giannis, and would be Jokic. And I'm not 100% sold on Milwaukee, so probably just the Joker.
Yeah, add Wemby to that too, because you weren't gonna
Oh
make a
yeah, no,
one-to-one trade for Wemby.
Wemby's the one that's untouchable. 100% agree with you there. 100%.
It's crazy how Andy it was you got the, like the Anthony Davis, like he was so valuable, but he was not like it was how do I want to put this? It was like I hate to go back to Charles Barkley because his takes have been really bad. Because on one hand you have Anthony Davis when he was on the Lakers aren't going to do well. But then they make the trade for Luka Doncic, they make the Luka Doncic trade, and suddenly Dallas is a contender. I'm like a contender, like if you thought Anthony Davis was an injury prone superstar, now they're a contender. Like it's just weird the gamut of emotions, the takes that a lot of people have for Anthony Davis nowadays. But he's still just a really good defender. Like okay, let me get into I guess the trade stuff. We can kind of mitigate, and maybe we find out what other teams were willing to trade for
Well, let's
later
talk
on.
about with Davis. Yes, you're saying he's a really good defender. Can you tell me a team he's played on with a real point guard, an all-star level point guard?
Drew Holiday in New Orleans, but they didn't really have much. Like I said, like both
Also,
those guys aren't alphas, so.
yeah, and yes, there you go. You're pairing him now with Kyrie Irving. I don't know, man. I think that could be a very dangerous lethal combo. I really
Oh,
do.
sure. For sure. A lot of people
We might see the
like that
best.
combo is people are saying not just because both of them are potentially could get injured, but as a if they're healthy and they're playing well, you're right. They could be a very lethal combo that could contend for a championship potentially. Let me look at there was a conspiracy theory surrounding this Luka Doncic trade. I pretty much I don't believe in a lot of conspiracy theories, but this one kind of got me because for basketball reasons to make this trade the way it was and how good Luka Doncic is, a top five player in the league, the fact that you probably could have gotten more for him if you really asked other teams about it. The rumor is the conspiracy theory is Adelson. The family that bought the Mavs from Mark Cuban a couple years ago want to build a casino in Dallas, but Dallas isn't the city of Dallas. I guess Texas in general don't want to build casinos in Texas.
Makes sense. The
So,
Jesus, it's called the Jesus Belt of the world. So how will, yeah, go on.
so they're trying. So the theory, the conspiracy theory is that Adelson is trying to tank the Mavs to be bad, really bad in 2 years when they go to vote for a casino. So they're threatening to the family, Adelson family is threatening to tank the Mavericks so bad so that they move to Las Vegas so that they could build their casino in Las Vegas as opposed to Dallas. Which, if you follow the money, like there's a lot of just weird conspiracies, but that's the one I actually believe in because Dallas, is a great basketball market, and then they've done traditionally well with Dirk Nowitzki before. But if they really want to, like Adelson apparently doesn't really care about the basketball. She just wanted the asset, and maybe using the Mavericks to build a casino in Dallas. Like she wants that to happen. The mother, the matriarch of the Adelson family. Like, what do you think about that conspiracy theory about them potentially tanking the team and moving them to Las Vegas?
Like, I thought the NBA voted already on creating a new team, an expansion team in Las Vegas, right?
Potentially, there could be a swap as far as I'll take that team over, and then you could take the Dallas team over. There's a lot of different moving parts of it, but as far as
Of course, I'd want to go to Vegas. Why not? I mean, the hockey teams, of course, done the best. Baseball's going there. They know that's where the money's at. And you get the Raiders, who are doing phenomenally well over there versus being over here. But Dallas is a basketball town. But to be fair, I don't know if Dallas has always been a basketball town, and Dallas is never going to get over the shadow of the Cowboys. It's always going to be Cowboys town, right? It's football. Football's live, breathe, die football in Dallas. You go to Vegas, you're going against the Raiders. You could easily be the number one franchise there. And there's more of appreciation for basketball too there, I think, there than Texas. It's a great move. And you get your casino? Why the heck not?
Yeah, that's more of the reason why I thought this trade went through. You're sacrificing 25-year-old Luka Doncic for 31-year-old oft-injured Anthony Davis. So if Anthony Davis doesn't re-sign there in 2 years, if Kyrie Irving doesn't re-sign there in 2 years in 2027, you're not going to be a good basketball team. So that's what they're kind of the timelines kind of line up in case they don't re-sign those superstars. It's just crazy. Usually I don't subscribe to these conspiracy theories, but this one made too much sense to me. Let's move on. As far as the other pieces of the trade, this was a very, very active trade deadline on this past Thursday. We thought these sort of trade deadlines weren't capable anymore because of the whole apron, the whole new CBA, but there were a lot of trades that went down. We're only gonna hit a few of them at the end. Gonz, if there's another trade that we didn't hit on, you want to hit on, let's go ahead and talk about it. The first one I want to talk about is Mark Williams to the Lakers. Essentially, they took the assets that Dallas should have traded for and traded them for Mark Williams of the center from the Charlotte Hornets. The Lakers traded Dalton Knecht, a 2031 pick, a 2030 pick swap, and Cam Reddish for Mark Williams, a 7-2 center, like I said, out of the Charlotte Hornets. What are your thoughts on this trade, Gonz?
They needed a center. They got a center. They standing 7'2", 7'6" wingspan. I don't
Yeah,
know.
nine, nine. Yeah, he's if Wemby if Victor Wembanyama and Mark Williams stood next to each other and put their hands up in the air, Mark Williams actually has longer. He's 9'9".
I like it because you're gonna okay potentially. With De'Aaron Fox, Spurs are going to eventually be, they're going to get there, right? So you have Luka, who's 25, and you get Mark Williams, who you're going to have to develop and put in some time, but he has the physical attribute and he shows that he has a work ethic, right? It's a brilliant move for the future, dude. This team went from a team that was like expiring with dinosaurs to like all of a sudden, you got a future. You really do. The only person that's old on your team now is LeBron James and Markieff Morris. And I'm sure Markieff Morris, this will be his last year. So, amazing, right? I don't know. That's my
The
thoughts.
Lakers have a future, right? Like with we were all always worried about the future of the Lakers after LeBron James. Usually they pivot, right? If you're the Lakers, like I had mentioned previous podcasts, you go from Jerry West to Wilt to Kareem to Magic to Shaq to Kobe to LeBron James and now to Luka Doncic. And that's why people are really pissed off about quote unquote Lakers exceptionalism, because the Lakers always just find a way to get the next superstar, and the Lakers found one in Luka Doncic. So the future is bright in LA. Sucks for Dallas, but that's just kind of how it goes. And now the Lakers, like, it was like they might be able to make it out of the first round. Like, I was very, very skeptical about this version of the team. They were playing better. But to get past Oklahoma City, to get past Memphis, to get past Houston, maybe this team wasn't it. But now with LeBron and Luka Doncic, they haven't played together yet. They're gonna play their first game on Monday. We'll see how it works. But there's just more excitement in Lakers Twitter, Lakers fandom in general. Like, you've talked to a few Laker fans this past week. Like, is there like a rejuvenated sense of, I guess, pride in the Lakers nowadays, or am I just imagining that?
No, bro. Once the trade went down the following day, people were just like, I am so happy. Like they got like Stella got a groove back, dude. They were just guys that have just been defeated, right? That didn't believe in Anthony Davis, because of his injuries and missing big free throws. They're just ecstatic. People that, and let's be real, there are a lot of LeBron haters out there that are LA fans, right? They just, I don't know. So they don't see LeBron as a Kobe disciple. They see Luka as a Kobe disciple. So all those Kobe fans, right? And it's funny with the CNN documentary coming out, they got Luka Doncic. So it was that those were the fans that were most ecstatic because they know LeBron's almost out. And they got Luka Doncic. So yes, it's night and day, dude.
Crazy, absolutely crazy. It's gonna be fun on Monday to see them, even when they play, because they're gonna play a jabroni team in the Jazz. So seeing them just kind of work their magic together is gonna be amazing to see. Those first two games against the Jazz. As far as another trade that went down, the next biggest trade that went down was Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. They got Jimmy Butler for, not Kuminga. They got him for Andrew Wiggins and a couple first round. Oh, Andrew Wiggins. I forget the other ancillary pieces, but essentially it's Andrew Wiggins for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler did agree to a 2 year, one, I believe it was $121 million extension with the Warriors. We were talked about Jimmy Butler to different locations, Houston being one of them, but he ends up going to Golden State after they agreed to pay him that extension. Gonz, what are your thoughts to, Jimmy Butler to the Warriors?
So you're Jimmy Butler. You get suspended with pay, and then you go and you get a raise and get an extension for $50 million a year. Well played, Ben. Well played. Look, what do I think about the trade? They made the trade for playoff Jimmy, and that's a hell of a risk. That's a hell of a risk. I don't like it. Yes, he had that good stretch in the playoffs, but that's not definitive for me to pay him that much money for an extension at being 35 years old. So, I'm going to say that the Warriors did not win this trade.
Putting two out, but I guess it's hard to call Draymond Green an alpha. I guess if you want to label him as a dog, he has a dog in him. Like, Jimmy is also someone you'd label as having that dog in him. Like, putting two dogs like that together, is that good for the Warriors or bad for the Warriors?
Bad, horrible. They're going to conflict with each other. Draymond's already talking crap. He said we wanted number 23 and we got number 22 or 24, whatever Butler is.
Right.
This is going to blow up. I mean, they took a hell of a risk. It may not, it may pan out. You get playoff Jimmy, hey, you're a contender too. But we'll see. I don't think it will. I think there's too many odds against him.
I honestly agree with you. My thoughts about Jimmy Butler are known the past few episodes. So for as what they think they're getting of Jimmy, it's he's 35-year-old Jimmy Butler still. He can maybe do it for one or two games, but for a prolonged series, we're not sure if he's going to get injured again because he is a little bit older. Who knows? We saw the other day Steph really can't do it on his own. Draymond's still going to be Draymond, but just those three together, I don't see them, even making the playoffs, which we'll get to in a second. Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, the Heat, that doesn't move me at all. The Heat are going to be the Heat. Tyler Hero, congratulations. Bam Adebayo, congratulations. They're going to be a solid team. Top six, top seven in the East. So good for the Heat for improving a little bit there. Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. We had talked a little bit about De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs with Zach LaVine going to the Kings and the Bulls just getting a pick back. So the Bulls just got a little bit worse. We put Fox on the Spurs and LaVine on the Kings now. What are your thoughts on that trade? De'Aaron Fox going to the San Antonio Spurs.
Phenomenal trade. They're going to be good, really good. LaVine of the Kings, maybe this is what he needed, man. Maybe Chi-Town wasn't the spot for him. I'm rooting for him. I'm a LaVine fan. It's funny because you see the plane they flew him in on Sacramento. It was like a little tiny little plane. And then you see like Luka coming in on this like giant jet, right? It's like, dang. I want to be on that jet, not on that little tiny plane. I'm rooting for both of them. Okay, I like LaVine. Of course, with that said, they're a West Coast team, so I don't want the Kings to do that well, to be honest with you. I the Lakers are in this conference with so yeah, with the Spurs, the same thing. They're going to be a contender. They're going to be great. Do I want him to be great? No. Who has a better chance of being great? Definitely Fox and Wemby.
Yeah, for sure. That's you had mentioned that in previous pod. They're going to be a contender next year. Not this year. They still need time to gel. Tim Castle and Wemby are going to be a force for years to come. At least making the perennial playoff contenders moving forward from here. So it's a great trade for them. I agree. LaVine going to the Kings doesn't move me at all. They don't have a point guard anymore. They traded their point guard. Malik Monk's not a point guard. DeMar DeRozan's not a point guard. LaVine's not a point guard. Keon Ellis isn't a point guard. Keegan Murray isn't a point guard. You have a lot of guys that could score, but not a lot of guys that can handle the ball. So DeMontis Sabonis, again, he's a forward. Like, what are you going to do there? So we'll see how they're going to handle that. I don't think the Kings are making the playoffs. Let's transition to what I want to talk about next. A lot of teams right now, like top heavy in the West. Four of these teams will not be making the playoffs, Garms. So let's go over these the top the bottom like, from 5 to 12, and you tell me which teams are making the playoffs out of these 12 teams. I'm gonna go in order. The Lakers right now are fifth, Timberwolves are sixth, Clippers are seventh, Mavs are eighth, Suns are ninth, Kings are 10th, Warriors are 11th, and Spurs are 12th. The Spurs might be too far back, but with those three now, maybe they gel faster. Which of those four teams are not making the playoffs?
The Spurs, the
Okay.
Kings, the Warriors. I'm trying to remember the list again. Let me look up standings.
No, like the Lakers are making it. Let's just
Yeah,
be real.
Lakers are making it.
The Timberwolves are going to make it.
Timberwolves will make
Yeah.
it.
Okay, the Clippers, Mavericks, and Suns. One of those, two of those,
Clippers will
one
make
of those
it.
teams can't make it.
Clippers will make it.
Okay.
Suns, if I have to pick one more, it's going to be the Suns.
Over the Mavericks, we had just talked about them, Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. Do you trust them over the Suns right now, who are pretty dysfunctional,
Suns are
I
a
have to
mess,
say.
dude. I hear their locker room is up in shambles. They needed to make a trade. They didn't really make a trade. I don't see them making the playoffs. I think this is going to be a bad year for them. They might as well start losing now and try to get a pick. And if they have a pick, I don't know if they have their picks next year. And then figure it out next year. But yeah, this season just wasn't a good look for them unless they could get it together. They got the star power, but we'll see.
I mean, per Brian Windhorst of ESPN, apparently there was a trade out there. Jimmy Butler, Kuminga, a couple first-round picks for Kevin Durant. But Durant said no. He didn't want to go back to Golden State. Was that a good decision by Durant or a bad decision by Durant?
I don't think Golden State's it either. I don't. I just think they're past their timeline, man. I don't fault him for not wanting to go. They're all older guys. I don't know if they could pull it together. I think if you put LeBron and Curry together, maybe, but Durant and Curry, I don't think so. I don't think Durant could adapt as well as like a LeBron could in terms of being maybe a role player or doing one thing versus another, where Durant's going to need a lot of shots, and you have Curry that wants shots. I think it was smart, and they've already had a falling out, Draymond and Durant, so it wouldn't work.
No, I think that was the reason why he didn't want to go back, because of Draymond. I don't think he'll admit it, but I think that's the reason he didn't want to go back. Like, if you win a championship in Golden State again, so what? Honestly, he won the two. If you made it back there with Curry again, it's probably Curry, like it's Curry's title and not his own title. I think that he wanted his own title, but he just wasn't enough of a leader. I don't think, as the best player in a team to lead someone to a championship. So partially the reason why I didn't take the spot in Golden State. When the trade deadline went down, there were a lot of like wild quotes, absolutely wild quotes. A lot of those NBA Centel accounts just had a lot of just different fake quotes, fake tweets. So let's go ahead and play Centel versus Central. This is again the trade deadline had a lot. So you're gonna tell me if this was a fake made up story or ask something that actually happened. So NBA Central versus Centel. All right. So Dennis Schroeder got traded a lot. this past during the trade deadline. I think he went to at least four teams, ended up in Detroit. So he said after he got traded from Golden State, I forgot where he went afterwards, but he got traded actually one more time. He said, "It's like modern slavery. It's modern slavery at the end of the day. Everybody can decide where you're going, even if you have a contract. Yeah, of course we make a lot of money and so we can feed our families, but at the end of the day, if they say you're not going to come to work tomorrow, you're going to go over there, they can decide that they got to change that a little bit." Is that Centel or Central?
Central.
That's actually true. He did say that.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. He compared the trade deadline to slavery.
Ooh.
And then he got traded like three times, which was, again, pretty funny. All right, another one. The Lakers officially unveiled their superstar trio nickname, BBL, for Bron, Bronny, and Luka. Centel or Central?
Central.
Yeah, Centel. Yeah, that's fake. I
Central.
thought that was funny. Okay, last one. Okay. Kendrick Perkins says he was the real leader of the Thunder. It doesn't mean your best player is your leader. When I was with the Thunder, it wasn't KD, it wasn't Russ, it wasn't James. I was the one leading. Centel or Central?
He probably did say that, Central.
There you go. Kevin Durant responded to him on Twitter like, "Yeah, I know that's he was not the leader of that team." Just funny that Kendrick Perkins of all people says he was leader of that good Thunder team from 10 plus years ago. It's
It's
just
his
absolutely
job.
amazing.
He's in the media to try to get people to like his takes, man. So anything that he says, I believe is going to be something that he actually says.
God, so many of these. Yeah, just calm down, Kendrick Perkins, honestly. All right. The All-Star game is going to be here in a couple weeks. It's not going to be traditional East versus West again. They're going to do teams, and then they're going to teams of they separated the All-Stars into three separate teams, and then the fourth team's going to come from the winner of the freshman sophomore game to create the
Cool.
fourth team. Yeah, right. So Shaq, Kenny Smith, and Chuck from inside the NBA, quote unquote, drafted their own teams for this format. So Shaq got LeBron, Steph, AD, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard, James Harden, and Jaylen Brown. Essentially, it's the Olympic team. Kenny Smith got Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson, Triple J, Jalen Williams, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Cade Cunningham, and Tyler Hero. Essentially, this like the younger group of superstars, or stars, not superstars, but stars. Charles Barkley got Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, SGA, Victor Wembanyama, Pascal Siakam, Şengün, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Donovan Mitchell. Essentially, that's the world team, right? So did they quote unquote draft these guys? I guess. I think they were more told, here's how it's gonna go. You just say the names on the screen or say the names on the paper. I don't think they cared. So as far as, but then overall, it's kind of how it is, which is great because I think it's a good idea that it'll separate like this. Which team do you like the best out of those three?
I like Kenny's team. I think Shaq's is the much better team, but I think the guys that actually care about winning are going to be on Kenny's team. So I like Kenny's team to win, even though obviously I think Shaq's team is the far superior.
Like they need to have that first round needs to be Shaq's team versus Kenny's team, because the younger players, whoever wins the freshman sophomore game, it should be going up against Team Kenny. So that's the young and exciting team game versus the Shaq and Kenny, Shaq and versus Chuck, the older players versus the world. So I hope they form it like that. I agree with you, Shaq's team is probably the best, but Kenny's team is probably the most would be the most competitive. I completely agree with you there. All right, Gonz, let's close this one out. The Super Bowl is tomorrow. My Kansas City Chiefs are going up against the Philadelphia Eagles again. The second Super Bowl rematch they had, they beat the San Francisco 49ers last year, and now they're playing against the Philadelphia Eagles again. Rematch from 2 seasons ago when the Chiefs captured their second title. Their title overall. But now the Chiefs are going for a three-peat. They're 1.5 point favorites. Gons, who do you have in the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Oh man, oh man. I don't like either team, to be fair. So the only thing swaying me towards the Eagles is the Saquon Barkley story. Because it's a good story, right? And he's kind of was an underdog, got rot off, written off, came back. And so yeah, I think I'm gonna go for the Eagles on this one. Also, my nephew's a diehard Eagles fan, and it's his brother's birthday, and we're gonna be over there. So there'll be a lot of Eagle fans there. So I'm gonna go for the Eagles. But I probably like Mahomes better than Hurts. I don't like Kelce and this whole Taylor Swift thing. I don't know if you do, but it's like a distraction. It annoys me a little bit. Not to say I don't
Do
love
you think
Rudolph.
it's fabricated, or why don't you like that, tandem together? Like, what about them annoys you?
It's like I watch football to watch football, and then I don't like that they have to show her every time there's a play for everyone watching just to watch because Taylor Swift is at the game. For me, it's like taking away from the game. Make sure she's there. Show her once. Why do you show her 10 times? Every time freaking Kelsey's involved in a play, like, great. It's just not, I'm not starstruck by her, so I don't get it, right? She's a good singer. She's great. Yes. It kind of annoys me a little bit. I don't like, and I'll that I feel like the Chiefs have got a freaking million benefits of calls throughout the season, from games that I've watched, not hearsay. So I firmly believe that they got the benefit of a lot of calls. So that's another reason I'm going to Philadelphia.
Of course, I'm going to disagree with you there, but again, I'm also a fan of the Chiefs, so I can't convince you otherwise. I've seen people trying to convince people otherwise, and people are just going to have their preconceived notions about the Chiefs and the refs.
But I love
You
Mahomes.
can't.
If Mahomes, I'm happy for Mahomes if he wins. I really do love him as a quarterback. I think he's arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. And if he wins another one, then you compare him with Brady, and then it's a conversation. Like, he could probably be better. It's big. So, kind of want it for Mahomes, but kind of want it for Barkley, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. Especially you want to beat the team that beat your team. Because I thought the Rams were going to win that game. It just kind of sucks. I wanted the Rams and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I wanted to just kind of go against each other like that. But I mean, I get it. The inevitability of the Chiefs, I guess, is another factor that people don't like. And it seems kind of glean as far as, oh, they're always in the Super Bowl and you get tired of seeing Kelce and Taylor Swift. So I get it. It's a part of it. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the Lakers. They're kind of always in the limelight. They think like they're getting all like Luka's going to get a lot of the calls now because he's a Laker, and like the Chiefs now are getting all the calls because of Kelce and he's dating Taylor Swift and Mahomes and all that stuff. But yeah, if he wins this, if they win this third one, they could definitely be comparable to like the Jordan Bulls. The last three-peat, of course, was the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. So I hope we definitely do see that. But any other prop bets on that game? You saw any fun little bets that the people could wager on? Going into this Super Bowl on Sunday.
So I like Barkley to score. I like Barkley. I like yards, rushing yards on Mahomes. He's been getting a ton of rushing touchdowns lately. Those two I like for sure. I'm kind of looking at Goddard to get a certain amount of over receptions. I think Kareem Hunt will probably get a score. Maybe Worthy on something. But yeah, those are the ones that I kind of like so far. Haven't made anything yet.
All right, Gons. We'll pot again here next week, and hopefully at our regular time next Friday.
Yes.
Anything else you want to talk about next before we leave today?
No, man, that is it.
Cool. All right. See you
Later.
later. And that'll be it for us today. We didn't get into a lot of the moves. There were still moves. There were a lot of moves that were made that we just didn't get into. DeAndre Hunter to the Cavs. Will he bolster their bench moving forward in this championship run for the Cavs? Brandon Ingram went to Toronto. Is he going to make a Kawhi Leonard type impact in Toronto? We'll see. I still think they're a bad team with even him and Scottie Barnes. I don't see there's no movement there. Denver didn't do anything. Yes, they're top three in the Western Conference now, but they didn't make any ancillary moves to improve their team, and they've been worse without KCP. They lost Peyton Watson. Is Denver going to do anything? I don't know. Houston's been on a free fall, lost the last 5 games. They didn't make a move. I don't think they needed to, but they're a young team. I don't feel them making it past the second round of the playoffs. But yeah, that's just going to be more of a progression from Houston. But yeah, it was a really crazy deadline. Like I had mentioned, it was just good to see a lot of just different movement, because that's a part of the NBA. It's the on-court off product, but it's also the off-court product. So yeah, it just makes it fun. So again, Super Bowl's tomorrow. My head's kind of in the Super Bowl with my Chiefs to try to get a three-peat. So yeah, after I edit this podcast, it's gonna be full Chiefs mode up until Sunday, celebrating it at my brother-in-law, my sister's house. Annual Chiefs party, Chiefs tradition to show up at their house, and they win another Super Bowl. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. We'll see you next week.